You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Rico, I'll just do a quick reset and we can go to the callers. And it's open lines. I want to keep it somewhat.
You're going to be a problem.
I want to keep it open because it's not singular. Is there a fun update on the Max Crosby thing? Yes. Neither Rico or I are telling you it's happening. Far from it. I think I give it a 1 in 10 shot, 10%. What I want is to read a report that you tried. Because I do get hung up in this town on our teams not trying and acting small time. And I think the Lions have the ability to be the best team in football. I think with Aiden, they were. And without him, you're not. And I want to go bold. Now, if you don't, and you're cool going at the discount rack, I'm not mad at you. I just don't have the same opinion. But here was the latest. Do what you want with it. You can crumple it up and throw it in the garbage. But here's the latest. After Crosby had said, I'm not here to rebuild, I'm here to win. So I don't know whatever that means. Wherever I'm going to be here to win, and that's all that matters. Then a report from Sports Illustrated today, according to a source with knowledge of the situation, there is a natural interest from Crosby's side in joining the Lions via a trade. That comes by way of Christian Buer and John Macaron of Sports Illustrated. Then Max Crosby also this weekend, and this could just be nothing more than having fun. He took an Instagram post of Eastern's Field and Crosby Field, and it was saying, hey, come home and win a championship with the Lions, and he put that out there. Look, I'm just asking you really preferentially. It's clear. Like, I give Dan Campbell full credit on something. Dan Campbell does not owe answers to any of this, but he's been super honest. No, we're looking. You know, Brad comes to me about players. Complimentary is the word they're using. Do you want complimentary or do you want incendiary, like something that lights the town on fire? I want choice B. Mm-hmm. But if you just want another piece, another human being that can be effective, I'm not mad at you for it. I just, now's the time. Let's go win the whole effing thing. So that's what we're rapping about. And if you don't buy any of it, it's cool. You shouldn't be triggered by it. You should just move on. 248-539-9797. Rico, what do you want to add to the mix?
No, Mike, I think you pretty much hit everything. Let's just go straight to the callers.
Sounds good to me. Who's held the longest? I want to make sure we are being fair.
Ian.
That's our favorite F word. Ian is up next. 97.1. What's up, Ian?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Ian.
Ian, superb. Nice to hear from you again. What's up?
So as far as Max Crosby goes, I'm at about a 15% right now, just because I think deep down in his heart of hearts, he wants to leave. He's just not ready to say it yet. And then, you know, the other reservation on my end is I just have no idea what Brad Holmes is going to do. If they go out and make that trade, I mean, I'll be every combination of drops you guys have, from David's, oh, to Rico's, oh, And Tony Romo's, ooh, Jim. I mean, you could wrap it all up into one and multiply it by 1,000. That'll be me the day after the trade. But another name I want to offer you guys as maybe a plan B or C if Garrett and Crosby are off the table is Harold Landry from the Titans, you know, who are playing this weekend. Yep. Similar contract to Crosby. I believe he's under contract for 2 more years after this season. And he's only 27 right now. He already has 4 sacks this season, so he could be another, you know, good, you know, primary piece to replace Aiden.
Yeah, and again, it depends on the grade they have on him. He had a catastrophic injury, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Let me double check. I thought he blew out his Achilles. Let me just double check on that. I apologize. But look, good player. Not mad at it in the least. If they brought him in, good by me. Look, they're going to make a determination of who fits their room, Ian. They're going to make a determination on the human being, who they want. What, you know, as Dan Campbell said, what guy has actual value? Not a name, but value on tape. You know, Keon White is another name I've heard brought up. Patriots, young player, 2022 or 23, second-round draft pick. 4 sacks, 7 games. It's a team headed nowhere fast. You know, do you place a call on Keon White? I don't know why New England would deal a guy they drafted in the second round. He's young, but look, you make the call.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, yeah,
he tore to stuff.
He tore his ACL before the 2022 season.
Okay, so that's better than an Achilles. All right, I can live with that. Look, again, I'm not shooting holes in any of it. As long as they go out and get someone that is representative of what this team needs, I'm good. I just don't want to be good. I want to be great.
Fair.
And I think, you know what I mean? Like, no. I want to feel what you felt. I want to feel the joy of when your team does the oh bleep trade in a good way.
And I think that you should, because your window is there, Mike. And looking at how other teams are falling apart, yeah, now is the time to take advantage of that, because you're the best team in the NFC. So be the best team. Leave no doubt. Get home field throughout. And even for some reason you don't get home field throughout, it won't matter, because your team is still better than everybody else.
248-539-9797. Let's go back to the people. Let's go to Hank, 97.1. Hank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Mike, I agree everything with what you're saying. I think we need to go in on something. I don't think we need to go all the way in. Anything more than the first round, one first round pick is too much, because Sweat got dealt for a second round, and he came and gave us 3 sacks on Thanksgiving when he got there. But
he needed a contract. So there is a difference there. The reason Crosby is more expensive is he has 3 years on really, I'm being serious with you now, Hank, he's like 33% off at the discount rack. His contract, he's about 30% underpaid. So the contract's a value, you get 3 years of him. I hear you, and if you don't want to give up the 3 firsts, that's fine. Because 1 first would get you just about any other player on the market. I don't want to troll the fan base.
One is solid.
Again, I think you can get Rico. Would you be comfortable saying any of the other names that are being floated out there that aren't Crosby? You wouldn't even need to give up a first round pick.
No, I think Crosby and Garrett are probably the only two. Everybody else, you're looking at either that second round pick next year. You don't own a third, or a combination of a fourth and a third, or something like that. But nah, you don't have to give up a bunch. And some, you'd be amazed, they'll give us a 5th or 6th round pick, and you can have them.
Yeah, there are very few trades in the history of the NFL that require multiple firsts. Now, an edge rusher in his prime with 3 years of control, no, that's going to be one of those deals. And it's first plus plus. I just don't shy from it, because you've waited 70 years for this team to do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about if you put Max Crosby on this team. And remember, Rico, we talked about it on yesterday's show. That performance in Minnesota, we're thrilled they won. They won in an unsustainable manner.
Mm-hmm.
Your season low pressure rate, a season high blitz rate, Sam Darnold, 3.3 seconds per pass in the pocket, which is almost a full second more than what's considered good pass protection of 2.5. It can't sustain. thrilled it sustained for 3 hours on Sunday. But I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Imagine handing Aaron Glenn a big-time pass rusher.
Yes. And one that's going to be here for a while so that next year it's only going to get better. Yeah, you go ahead and you make this move. I implore the Lions because, hey, Mike, I'm looking at my team. Tomorrow's not promised. When everything falls apart, it falls apart. And if you're Detroit, you're in an advantageous situation because that's one less team you have to worry about.
I know. Hate to see it. David, I'm so it hurts listening to this man's voice.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Bro, you're talking to a Giants fan. Daniel Jones hasn't thrown a touchdown at home in a year and a half. Like, I can't recall. I just can't. I mean, I know it's sad.
Mike, I'm not asking for sympathy. What I'm saying is use that as an example for everybody saying, well, we got next year and the year after that and the year after that. No, you don't. You have right now. That's all you should be concerned about is right now. Oh, yeah. My life sucks.
That was actual audio of Brandon Ayuk when he got hurt.
My life sucks.
No, that was me just saying, you know what? Screw this. I'm going down to Little Caesars. I'm going to watch Michigan and Oakland play.
Debo, is that you? All right.
Debo, you want to ride with me? It's me, you, and Akil Badu. Let's go.
Done.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're having a good time on a Tuesday. Grain of salt update. I'm not diving into the pool. I'm not going to let go until I see a report. It's impossible. Or until the Lions do make a move, which they're in no rush to do. The deadline is November 5th, but the update on Crosby, if you care, you can throw it in the garbage if you don't like the sourcing with Sports Illustrated and the two reporters. He has a natural interest in being a Lion via trade. I don't know. Do what you want with it. That doesn't mean the Lions want to pay the price. And it doesn't mean Mark Davis agrees. All I want, it is a dream. Just to read a Schefter report, Lions tried. Mark Davis farted. Cool. Build a statue of Brad at that point. Like, great job. You decided we were... I guess, you know what it is, guys? I admit my bias. And if that makes me a bad guy, okay. But I can't help where I'm from or how my teams operate. Let's go big or go home. Like, let's just make it happen. And if the Lions roster existed with the Giants or Jets, it's exactly what they do. The Patriots, it's exactly what they've done. With the Eagles, it's exactly how Howie Roseman operates. You know, that's how it's done at the highest level. Rico's team, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan brain trust. No, they haven't gotten it done. But you know what? You should be so lucky to have 2 fourth-quarter leads in two Super Bowls. Let's try getting there first. So the point is, that's how I think modern football works. And as fun as it is to draft, develop, pay our own guys, and sell a bunch of T-shirts with slogans on them, I don't know if you can do it without supplementation, especially when arguably, I want to be fair here, Rico. I mean, Goff is an MVP candidate. Sewell might be the best tackle in football. Amon-Ra might be the best receiver in football. Aiden's in that top five of your players, and certainly your most important defensive player. He's gone. He represented 39.2% of your pressures. I just don't know that a Band-Aid on a bullet wound is going to cut it. But we know they're not thinking about doing nothing. Agree? They've said as much. They're going to do something. So the conversation we're having, sure, the dirty words that trigger people, Max Crosby's a part of it. We're having fun. Sports is fun.
Yeah. And the fact that they've come out and said that they are looking. They're not just going to sit by and stand pat. And they saw what we saw on Sunday.
They know.
Yeah, they know. And so
how big you want them to go?
Exactly. Are they going out and buying that diamond ring, or are they getting that diamond-esque ring?
You know, do you want to be David throwing it in the system? That's really what we're talking about. How about some ticket text from David? Then we'll get to the callers.
Sure. Guys, what? Throw it in the system.
You know, we all looking sexy out here, man.
Jonah Truck says, guys, I'm 100%. It's going to happen. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. In no. Brad, we trust all do in.
Do not set yourself up to be disappointed. Don't do that. Have hope, but you can't. Hope can't be expectation without a report that the Lions have even made contact or the Lions tried or show me a report that Crosby demands trade and we're going to get to a different place. Don't set yourself up to get hurt. Don't do that.
Gents, Wayne Gretzky got traded from Edmonton after winning 4 Stanley Cups. Go get this guy. Anything can happen. Josh in Lexington.
Okay, Enrico, I want to ask you this. You know, you lived the Joe Montana trade, and none of these are direct comparisons. It's just showing you that superstars, unthinkable trades, they happen. It's what makes sports wild. Is it wrong for me to exist in a space that when a team gets to a championship level, that's when I go to the top of the list and I start with the best player in the sport for what I need and I work my way down? Is that wrong of me to have that mentality?
No, it's not, Mike, because when you're at the top, that's when you realize I need one more star or superstar player to make sure that we stay the best team. You're not just adding depth. You're adding the best depth that you can, and you're taking away from somebody else. So, no, that's the way that competitors, the teams that really want to win, that's how they think. It's not, all right, well, we can go and sign this guy off the practice squad and maybe get this guy who's a third-string player. That's not helping you at all because you can do that on your own.
Look at the arc of, all right, for instance, the basketball team I root for, the Boston Celtics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at their 15-year, 16-year arc. If I told you that Kevin Garnett would be a Boston Celtic in 08, you'd go, yeah, right. Boston of all places. And Garnett basically farted in their face and goes, get another player there and maybe I'll come. So they went out and got Ray Allen. And then they got KG to agree to it. Got it done. Then they go on their next arc. Wait, I will never forget waking up to, wait, we just traded Isaiah Thomas, who led us on this hero's run. Tears streaming down his face after his sister died and he played in the game that night. We just got Kyrie Irving out of ether. Mm-hmm. Then look at the next edition of this.
Shaquille O'Neal?
The big leprechaun? Right. That's a lot of lowlights in that one. He was playing at about 5 bills as a Celtic. But my point is, look at the latest thing. I mean, they went out and made moves that were unforeseen. Wait, we just got Drew Holiday? How the hell did we get Porzingis? We got paid to take Kristaps Porzingis. Like, you have to just allow a little space in your heart that when your team is good, you can make a bold ask. The hardest trades to make are when you're terrible, because the only thing you're trading for are picks.
Mm-hmm.
So at least here, like, I understand the reality is probably Za'Darius Smith or Harold Landry or God help us if it's like Bobby Woo Woo's brother. But I don't want to live in reality right now. I want the Lions to be the story for once. I want our listeners to be the benefactors of being the story for once. You know, last year when the Yankees traded for Juan Soto, I went, wow, for real? Well, what's the contract? There isn't one. F it. We're all in.
Mm-hmm.
I want Lions fans to experience that.
No, I mean, because you've seen it in some of the other sports, the Pistons, the Wings, the Tigers. Like, I remember how David Price, whoa, really?
Fielder, Prince Fielder one was like, whoa.
Oh, you're not allowed to dream, though. My bad. David, go ahead.
Oh, The Athletic ranks the Lions as the #1 team in football this week. This is our shot at the Super Bowl. They need to go and get a premier defensive end. That is David in Ann Arbor. Someone else texts in and says, I'm at 20%, but TJ Lang could bring me to 100% if he does what he needs to do.
We're going to find out from TJ Friday. I gave him his homework assignment, and I'm hoping he does it. I mean, I know he's reached out to Crosby. That's no secret. Now we got to turn the screws.
I'm with you, Mike and Rico.
And I may or may not have had a text typed out to Max Crosby that TJ ripped out of my hand when I took his phone. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to bring Crosby here. I'm doing my part.
Fellas, I'd give Max coming here 70%. He wants to come here, but I think it's less than 10% that it actually happened simply due to cost. But I think they'll look into it.
You've got almost $30 million in cap space. You have the ability to absorb the contract without any funny business. So that's not really a factor. That doesn't mean Brad would want to do it. And I agree with you. It's 90%. It doesn't happen. But I want to leave open the possibility. Hell, maybe there's a name we haven't talked about, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the person they go get, and you go, damn, awesome.
No, you're not getting Watt. No, you're not.
No, right. What is wrong with you? You're on a Super Bowl drive.
Super Bowl
dangerous.
Drive. Wow.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, all I know
Mr.
is
Mr. Dangerous. Hey,
you got a shot to be in first place in your division on Thanksgiving, and my team doesn't.
Thanksgiving.
Well, we'll see what happens on Monday, Mike. We'll see what happens on Monday.
David, just name your price. I'm going to be. please. You got to give me. Just tell me where you want lunch. I may as well bring it in Monday afternoon as a pay it forward.
Hey, what is this thing on Sunday? What is that called? Is this football? This is a new sport? I don't have a team right now.
You don't?
I'm cutting the grass. Yeah. The orchard is awful nice.
Rico is now turning into the Lions fans who, quote, raked leaves Sunday afternoon instead of watch the Lions in the old days. Rico's out there in a power flannel, just leaf blowing. Bro, there's nothing here. Your lawn is cleaner than a carpet. I don't care. I'm sad.
I'm looking like the Black Ned Flanders.
I diddly do, neighbor. 248-539-9797. If you want the JMO conversation, Rico and I weren't really bent out of shape about it. You can Odyssey.com rewind that as well. We'll get to your calls next. All right, let's get to the people. We've got a jarring edition of the Power Rank. We can reset the JMO news, which, again, no yelling, no screaming, no slander. I have a very simple viewpoint on JMO being suspended for 2 games, and I don't know. I would await your responses. Let's go to the people, though. We'll go to Jeff 97.1. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Crosby. You know, this may be showing my ignorance, but I never, ever, especially from the time they traded Davante Adams, thought that it was a 5% or 10% chance. I got it at just under 50, 40, 45.
Whoa!
Because there's still a higher probability that this can't happen. But the fact of the matter is, when people say, well, those draft picks are so low, they're not worth anything, they're not going to trade those draft picks, or they're not going to take a 30-second draft pick. They're going to package it up and take their number 3 and 2 of our draft picks they get from us and move up to number 1. The franchise starts with the quarterback. It doesn't start with anybody else. And if you don't have a quarterback, you know, you're spinning your wheels and hoping. And as far as what Brad Holmes or our coach, who I love, says about what's going on, we complain that the past management of the Lions always did everything publicly. You're not going to hear these guys do anything other than downplay talking to the best teams for the best players. You're not going to hear it. You'll hear it when they announce it.
I agree totally. Jeff, I've only used the example that all I want, I think, and part of this, I admit it. I mean, it's been a long 10 years in this town. I mean, I've been doing it for 20, but the last 10 have been, like, egregious. I just want to see our teams acting in a major market way. I guess I want to read the report that they got shot down, and then I can let it go. I think I get tired of never seeing the Lions or the Tigers or the Wings be attached to those types of names.
And if they want it, they'll make it happen. They will make it happen. I mean, I believe
that. Wish I shared your optimism. I love where your head's at, Jeff. I do. I love it. I'm as excited about my 4 p.m. coffee as you are about this trade. I'm with you.
Well, let me say one. Can I say one other thing? One other thing.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. I can't remember everything I want to say.
No, you're not. You're not a day over 35. Come on.
Thank you.
Take your time.
John, it was such a good point.
Well, we'll get to it. Jeff,
We'll you know what? I'll send you a ticket text. You can read it.
You listen, we'll be here.
Make sure you sign it, Jeff.
Every day.
Make sure you sign it.
Jeff, it's okay, buddy. It happens to the best of us. Happens to Kenny all the time, but normally that's because he's drunk.
Well, it happened to me this morning, and I wasn't drunk.
What, throwing it in the system?
No! No! What are we doing? No!
I was just saying. You're putting some audio in. Let's go to... Let's. Oh, boy. Okay, then. let's go to Raymond. 97. Raymond, what's up, man?
Mike and Rico, how y'all doing today?
Hey, man.
I got to tell you the truth, Mike. Real talk. I was raised in the city of Detroit. And every time, and I've been in Kentucky for the last 5 years until the last few months, I got back home, okay? I've told everybody from Kentucky to Michigan why I love you, Mike, is because I'd rather disagree with you than agree with anybody else talking, okay? That's the best compliment I can give to you.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, well, we try to be interesting. We try to have conversations. Yes, that's the point of this job.
Yes, sir. And to Rico, I don't want to be unfair to Rico. Man, I love you, brother, and I don't know if this is a thing that's going on now, but I'm so happy there's a possibility we can get the Black Caucus back, okay?
Oh, it's already back.
It is back. It has been instituted. It's a very powerful union.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, to my point, like I told the screener, here's the thing. Everybody talks about giving up the future for having to do something right now. Guess what? You know what the future looks like? If we give 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett, even give 3 for Max Crosby, you know what the future looks like? Really awesome. Because guess what? Next year, no matter how far we go this year, next year we'll have Crosby or Garrett next to on the other side of Aiden. You know what I mean? Like you got Hutch on one side, you got Garrett or Crosby on the other side. I kind of think that's future smells really good. I'll shut up and I'll stop running my mouth. I thank you so much for the time, guys.
You're good,
y'all.
Man. You're all good. Appreciate it. No, I think that's part of the dream state of when you go out and get one of these foundational players. Like, of course the cost is high. You got to convince somebody to sell the house they live in that they don't want to move out of. You got to pay. But I do think about the 3-year window of a Super Bowl, a realistic time frame. Imagine if you added a player of Max Crosby's caliber, albeit a 10% shot. I'm looking at Max and Aiden together with Aleem and DJ Reader.
Mm-hmm.
I've just created the best defensive line in football. Like that's what's alluring to me.
To go along with the best offensive line in football.
Correct, which means if you have those two things, you're contending. You have the quarterback, you have the weapons, you dominate the line of scrimmage. You've got young players in the secondary that work for basically no money. It makes sense. And I just want to see the report that we got rejected before I move on. And I don't think I'm crazy. And you know what? Listen, if I were the only person on earth saying it, I guess I'd be more amenable to being vilified. But like when you turn on ESPN and multiple shows are talking about it, or Shannon Sharp does a soliloquy on it, not the type of one he did a few weeks ago when he left his phone on. I'm talking a different one. Like it's okay. It's okay to have these. Whoa. I mean, we all may sound like Shannon if they acquired Max Crosby, but it's like, come on. That's all. I want to partake in that world. So it's all good. And look, if they get somebody lesser, I'm not gonna panic. But like, let's say they bring home Josh Uche. You know, does that really move the needle for you?
No,
complimentary, right? So that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, no, I want to try to get the best replacement I can for Aiden in the most important season of Lions football, maybe ever. That's what I'm looking to do. And if you agree, great. If you don't, that's fine. I'm not angry at you. I'm ready to roll. I want a parade. Let's do this.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.